Your assessment of today, Steve, 90 minutes yourself?
Well, I think we've had winners and losers in terms of individual performances, but I think we had that at Faversham, and we had it in midweek when we played a game amongst the squad. We had different permutations and different styles, but credit to the players. You know, they've for 10 days now, they've probably never worked as hard, especially in the last five. And we said to them, you know, they were still arriving at the ground today, stiff and sore from the 4 or 5 days previous. But I think we were sloppy in periods of play, and we didn't do our jobs well enough at times. But overall, I think we passed that around in certain times very well. We could have gone 3 or 4 up in 10 minutes and then rode a lot luck a little bit to come back and go 2-0. I think second half was much better than the first half. We controlled the ball better. I think it helps when you just take your two touches, move it swiftly against non-league opposition. And then when we did that, I think the golfing class was there to see.
Different players standing out for you this week as opposed to last week?
Yeah, very much so. And it'll be the same at Dartford, and next week when we go into Millwall and Charlton before that, they'll certainly be winners and losers. Now, I can know now that fans will leave Prisfield next week, and if they watch both games, they'll have probably different judgments after both games as to who for them should start. But they'll come into Southend and away at Stevenage and Dover perhaps, then they'll see it again, and they'll pick different bodies in different permutations. Experience tells you that in pre-season, never count a result, but look at permutations in your team, look at individual distance, look at individual intensity, and then obviously when we go into the last 2 weeks, we're looking for some quality. So we've still got another 8 or 9 days on the training ground, and then we'll be looking at the quality aspect too with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, given the hard work that you've done in the training camp, is it sort of almost difficult in a way to judge the players on the performances in these first couple of friendlies?
Yeah, very much so. And there's different players carrying little niggles and knocks, nothing to prevent them training or playing, and it wouldn't in the season. But very early when they've just come back off a little break, a 2 month or 6-8 week break, whatever it is they've had, then that can present its own problems. But I think what we are is we're in good shape. We've got a great spirit within the group. There's a great desire to be in the team. 3 or 4 players will fall by their wayside over the next 2 weeks as we bring new members into the group, and we're working hard to do that.